This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
About Maxine, your owner say, I don't know what I know, but
murder, she wrote. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is actually the Leroy and Frog Boy Show. On a Boy Friday, a football Friday as well. We talked a little bit of Hurricanes earlier. Now to address the professional team in Miami Gardens. Your Miami Dolphins made a move yesterday, Leroy. Made a move to hire former Dallas Cowboy signal caller and ESPN analyst, Hall of Famer Troy Aikman. He is a consultant to advise the organization on its general manager search process. Leroy, what the hell does that mean?
Nothing.
All right. We're just giving him a check.
Well, here's what I would say. One of the things that is sometimes frustrating with the organization is I sometimes think that Stephen Ross's heart is in the right place and he wants to get advice.
His heart's in the right place.
To do the right things.
Yes.
However,
always seeking advice.
Oh, right. And I think at some point he just either needs to go with somebody who he really trusts.
He did.
Not that people have suggested that he bring into the organization.
Yeah.
Because it seems like for years, somebody has kind of hinted at a person that could help and he's brought them in.
Yeah.
And because he's loyal, that person has been in the organization for a really long time. I think he should hire and bring more people in that have a vested interest in the success of the organization, being that people that have been down here sweating with him, you know, through these tumultuous times, instead of bringing a new voice in that might not necessarily understand, one, why the organization has struggled and what has been the issues down here. Like, you could bring in somebody else to give you a very qualified coach, right? A coach that, you know, that Troy Aikman may suggest that knows, there's one hell of a coach, knows how to run an organization and what have you. But if you think about somebody who's been around here, they're also going to have their hand on what has gone wrong over the years and what has, you know, what the struggles have actually been. So you could bring in a new coach, but you still got to fix how the team is put together, what type of players you bring in, what you have to get away from that has, and in December, in January, have been, you know, the team struggles. Somebody who's closer to it would maybe have a better understanding of that and say, you know what? Maybe we don't go out and get this high-powered wide receiver. Maybe we get a D lineman. Maybe we get us a solid offensive lineman.
So maybe why the hell did we hire Troy Aikman then?
Huh? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So this is bizarre to you. And
It's not here. It's not bizarre to handle the questions you have about coach, but it is bizarre in handling the question about how to turn the team around.
I think Mike McDaniel is staying, because he was brought in to advise for the GM search. And I have heard rumblings that Ross, you know, Ross already has a problem firing someone. He already fired one guy. He's never been the guy to clean house. And as much as people would benefit from Mike McDaniel no longer being the head coach as well or as not well as you think he's done, I think he's staying next year. So with that being said, what the hell are we doing with Troy Aikman? Is this another Bill Parcells? Are we just giving this guy money because he has a name?
Again, I don't know what his role is going to be, if he's helping decide on the coach, if he's helping decide on the GM.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, and people need to understand, it's not about who. It's about what. It's about what that person is going to do to turn it around. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that can be really good GMs, but there's not a bunch of guys that understand what this team needs.
See, and
what this organization needs to turn it around. And I think that's more important than just having a guy who's an excellent GM. If he doesn't understand, okay, what's going on the last 5-6 years? Why haven't we been able to get over the hump? Why haven't we been able to do this and be able to fix that? Then it doesn't matter, because if another guy comes in and he wants to build the team like he thinks the team needs to be built without fully understanding what this team needs at those moments in time, then you're going through another cycle.
It says that this is not a permanent role. He'll just be an advisor throughout the process for the Dolphins' next GM. And it will not affect his job as a Monday Night Football analyst this season. This is a part-time job. This guy got a little part-time job. He's, how much? How much are
you gonna... You know what part? You know what another word for?
Yeah.
Part-time is.
Yeah.
Advisor.
Yeah, that's. Exactly.
I mean, just a phone call.
So we're hey. Just yeah, I'll take a call.
So.
This is ridiculous.
You know, I get everybody says because of Greer. Oh, okay, but Greer wanted to build the team a certain way. He had a boatload of resources.
He failed.
Right? To do, and what ends up happening is when you have a lot of resources and you don't spend those resources wisely, it becomes a temporary fix. Whereas if you look at some of the teams who have had sustainability,
yeah,
they have built it a certain way and continued on building it, you know, that way. Just look at somebody like Detroit. And I know Detroit struggled this year because they've been banged up for the last 2 years.
Yeah,
but if you
coaches.
Look at somebody like Detroit, they went into it with a basic fundamental plan. And that was, we're going to get tougher. We're going to build offensive line. We're going to build defensive line. We're going to run the hell out of the football. Right? All the other pieces that they got, they weren't intentionally going out to get, but they ended up drafting stars in the draft, not using top picks. You understand?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You understand what I'm saying? So Amon St. Brown, what round was he? I'm going to say third?
I don't even know.
When you look at...
See how fast I type?
Huh?
See how fast I type? Yeah. Fourth round.
Fourth rounder.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you look at all of their top draft picks, they were on the offense and defensive line.
Yeah, Penei Sewell, guy to Michigan, Aiden?
Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you look at, like, and so
built what, a run
the
game.
Dolphins, what the Dolphins have done over the years, they almost went the opposite way.
Yeah, totally.
So there you go. So, like, there's a way. And look, if you want to know how successful teams build program, I'm going to just say this. As much as you sometimes wonder about Mario's game time stuff, the way that team is built is going to – you're going to be able to play football this time of year. Yeah, and it's evident about how they play football this time of year. It is no secret. Like, yeah, you can have a great quarterback and he can cover up for some of the other things. But if you look at the teams that have sustained, you know, excellence, and that means that every year they're competing for either a playoff spot or a championship at any level, the one constant in all of that is offense and defensive line. And that's nothing new to football. And for people to think we can do it differently, you might be able to do it differently for a minute. So, but the long-term sustainability is usually, you know, around that fact, that we're going to build this team, offensive and defensive line. We're going to be good up front. We're going to get after the quarterback. And then we're going to build around that.
All right. Now, are you free for a phone call potentially next Tuesday, Leroy? Because I'll pay you $10 million to say that if you're Troy Aikman. Because if he's not saying that, then what the hell are you even doing?
But I would think, and to be fair, I would think a guy that played with Dallas and played with one of the greatest offensive lines ever assembled, and that had that defense with that defensive line, I would think that he would understand that more than most.
Maybe. Or maybe he's like, you know, they couldn't have done it without me. You should get a quarterback. You never know what this guy's thinking. I hope right.
Like, and are we, and so for the people that say if we have a quarterback, we have a chance, okay?
Got to protect them.
I give you Joe Burrow.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, there's other pieces to it. There's other pieces to having this thing go in the right direction. There's other things that go into it by just saying, oh, we got our quarterback, we can win. That's not an accurate statement.
I agree. I agree that we need to do it the way you mentioned it. I just hope Troy Aikman agrees.
What I'm saying is nothing new.
No, it's not. Because, I mean, you know, obviously, football, but you're close to the situation, which is what you were suggesting they should have done with it. They needed any advisors or anything like that. Now we're just hoping that Troy Aikman sees it the same way you see it, Leroy.
Or like, now, here's the problem. Whoever gets the GM job,
yeah,
the things that I talk about are not the priority. The priority is getting your money right.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
That's gonna
so there's going to have to be some decisions made that have nothing to do about what I just talked about to just get you in line with being able to make those moves after.
Absolutely.
Now, whatever has to happen then, I don't know how they're going to accomplish that. You got a lot of guys that are making a lot of money. You got Tua making 50. You got Waddle making 30. You got Tyreek making 30. Right? Yeah. You think about that. That's $110 million.
I say we get those
against
three off
your
the
cap.
Books. Can we get those three off the books? Is that possible?
Raiders
need a quarterback or they need a Tyreek Hill.
Here's what I would say. It's a little bit different for Tyreek. I don't think he has any guaranteed money left.
Vikings need a quarterback.
But I would say when guys have those years, and you have to be careful with how you do it, you can restructure some of these deals. Absolutely. How can I put this? You don't want to restructure Tua's contract.
Hmm.
Simply because if you restructure it, that means he's here for more years.
True.
Okay. And if you're going to make that decision, you don't want to have more years because you're stretched out $20 million. Jalen Waddle, I don't know what the terms of his contract are. You might be able to do something with that. So you could easily get that $110 million down to $60 million if all parties are, you know, a lot of times players know. players know, man, the year I just had, I'm going to get that knock. Hey, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? You know that. So those parts of it, I'm not fully up on the contracts and what could be done or who would even be willing to do it. A lot of times guys will say, hey, I think I could go make this money somewhere else. No, I'm not renegotiating. You either cut me and let me go make my money elsewhere or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, that's not the case in most cases. Most, like I would say, in most cases, guys want to, you know, see it through. But that's not. Two is a whole different situation. Yeah. Like the other guys, if you redo their contracts, you can bring them back. But if you redo Tua's contract, that means you got them for another year or two. See what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, you know, there's a lot of things that whoever gets the job, before they even make a decision on a draft or who's going to get drafted or whatever, they got to make all these decisions on basically what's going to happen to the roster. How are we going to, you know, what are we going to do with all this money we got out there? And so from that standpoint, we talk about the draft and bringing guys in or whatever. The most important thing for the new GM is trying to figure out how we're going to get this money into a place where we can go out and do stuff. That's going to be the hardest thing to do. And then you got June 1st. You got what it means to do it before June 1st, after June. I'm not even going to claim to know about all of the machinations that go behind when and how and what a guy can do. But again, I can talk about the players and how the team can be built. But the first things that have to happen is you got to get your money right.
Fix that money.
Right. And so that is going to be the job, the overall number one job of whoever starts running the organization.
Well, we will continue to brush up on our contract machinations and more as we come back for hour two of the Tobin and Leroy Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.